Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to Joseph Arion. Frolic. Christmas frolic.
Yes.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. Six of the glisten, all the reindeer pulling on the rain. Bells are ringing, children sing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, for Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane.
Well, do you know what day it is? Well, of course I know what day it is. Every year around this time, my mother would start yelling and screaming. Why? Because my father hid her Christmas present and she couldn't find it. Now, don't get any ideas, Ollie. Well, you mean you got me a Christmas present? Well, of course I did. But you'll have to wait until the morning. It's only Christmas Eve. Well, now, Stanley, you can't do this to me. I'm very sensitive. When I was little, my mother didn't give me my Christmas present. I started crying. You cut that out. What kind of a thing is that? Now, don't worry. I got you a beautiful present. What is it? Well, I wasn't going to tell you, but it's quite unique. It comes from Japan. It's 2,000 matchsticks glued together. 2,000 matchsticks glued together? That's right. What could that be? Well, now will you stop looking for it? Now don't go under that refrigerator. No. Ah! told you not to go under there. Now you got bit by a mouse trap. Well, what did you do with my presents? Well, I guess I can give it to you. It's after midnight. Merry Christmas, Ollie. What's that? Well, open it up. Isn't that beautiful? That is beautiful. What is it? I told you, 2,000 matchsticks glued together, and here's a place for your hair clip and your bobby pins. Bobby pins? I haven't got any bobby. What is the matter with you? What do you mean, bobby pins? Well, it's perfect for your next girlfriend. For your... My next girlfriend. And what am I going to do about my wife if she sees me with this thing? Well, just tell her, don't worry about it, that it's made in Japan, and the Emperor's got somebody on the trail of it right now. You are a mental case. Now, put that tree up. Gee, that tree's awfully high. I better get the... Listen, you better climb up the ladder and put this star way up on top, see? Why don't you climb up the ladder? Well, I've had it since I'm little. I got claustrophobia. Claustrophobia. Some excuse. Hold that ladder now. Make sure you hold it. Don't let it go, Stanley. Hold that ladder. I'm going
right down.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. What is the matter with you? Now go down that street and get that big turkey that we saw the other day. And, well, how am I going to pay? I haven't got any money. You don't need money. It's Christmas. Go in there and explain to the fella that you're an indigent case.
Indigent
case? That's right. Indigent? What do you mean by that? In other words, you don't have any money and you're down and out and you're a no good bum and he's got to give you the turkey. Oh. Hello, sir. Are you the proprietor, Stoner? What do you want? And I'm an indigent case. And I've got no money, and my friend sent me in here to get that turkey, and he says you're a good fella, and you understand that I'm down and out. Well, you look down, all right. Now get out. Now you're out. Well, where's the turkey? He said I was down and out, so he said I looked down. He threw me out. What are we going to have for Christmas dinner? Well, hey, wait a minute. I got an idea. You know that big lot around the corner? What's that got to do with it? Well, you see, it's an empty lot, and every once in a while, there's a big bird that goes in there, and maybe we could catch him, and maybe he wouldn't mind if we had a little munch on him. You are a mental case. I'm not going to chase no bird in a lot. Chase a bird in a lot for Christmas? Are you crazy? You can't do that. That's against the law. You've got to have a license for that. Oh, well, just take the license plate off the back of your car and hang it around your neck. Oh, shut up. Take the license plate. We better go down to the soup kitchen and see if they've got any room. Otherwise, we won't have any Christmas dinner. That's right. All right, in sight. Frolics on the Christmas, and let's see, we got the honeymoon is coming up.
Yep.
Jimmy Dinigan. Oh, boy. I had to put up with that every year in school. Jimmy Dinigan. Christmas.
Uh-oh.
Well, and you know what the worst day was?
Uh-oh.
It was the day when we came back after the Christmas holiday, see? Because Jimmy would take all the toys he got, stuff them in his coat, and bring them to school.
Oh, my. Like a show and tell.
Yeah, he would play with them, and he got this big tractor truck. You know, and one of these things where, this thing was big. You could sit in it.
Oh.
You know, and it had a bell. Had a bell and a horn, and he, I don't know how he got it into the building, but he snuck it in, and here's Dinigan coming down the hall singing Pale Ginger Ale, ding, 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 ding. Out of my way, everybody. Merry Christmas, truck. He's sitting on this truck, and it's a big red truck. And
oh,
Kramer
God,
comes out of his office, and he says, Kramer says, where's the emergency?
Ain't no emergency. It's Christmas. I got the Christmas truck with the Kramer. Look on there, see?
Jimmy, what are you doing? And he's riding his truck down the hall yelling,
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
And Kramer goes into Miss Moy to her. He says, can you get his mother on the phone? We need her. Oh, and Miss Moy says, I tried to call his mother, but she's not home. Not home. Well, what are we going to do? Somebody said she had to go to the hospital. She couldn't take it anymore. Poor woman. Well, what? Why did she send him here? To me, I can't take it either. Jimmy's driving his truck up and down the hall.
Merry Christmas with the Kramer. Remember that Kramer, when the Kramer, Merry Christmas.
And he's singing the Pale Ginger Ale, probably.
And now all the kids come out of the Braille class, and they all want to get a ride on the truck, see?
Oh, no.
Or the whole school. The whole, so Jimmy said,
You got a quarter? I'll give you a ride.
You got to pay
a quarter.
Oh.
Quarter for a ride. Miss Mars yelling, Jimmy, don't you dare get money from those kids.
And don't worry, Miss Mars. I got a license. See, look in the back. It says, Pale Ginger Ale, 5 cents a glass. I got a license to drive the truck and the Christmas present. And you give me a quarter, and when you get on the truck, you can ring the bell.
I bet Miss Marty didn't like that one.
He's picking up these kids one by one, and they're giving them a quarter. They get on the truck. And the bell is ringing, and somebody called the fire department. I don't know why the hell they did that. But
It probably sounded
what
like
what a
bell
mess. Though. I'll never forget. And Mr. Kramer had to go to the nurse's office
to get his medicine.
he had to get some kind of a pill or something. I don't know. Why did I ever take this job?
Oh.
All right, in a sight. Oh, I like that. Did you hear that, Elvis? Here comes Santa Claus. Well, what a what an honor. No, nobody could sing that like him.
Nobody could sing that like him. He really sang really well.
He did that. That made him famous.
Yeah, no. He had that type of
twist
like
in his voice,
deep, but yet tenor voice.
Everybody in the world who imitates Elvis tries to do that, but
they can't
do it like him.
No, he did it well.
He was the original.
Oh, of course.
All right,
I
like Santa Claus
on.
Song. You know, the Santa Claus
yeah.
stuff. There's another one I like by Springsteen.
I got to find that for you. Hold on.
Santa Claus coming to town, you know.
All right, let's look for it.
We got Louie coming up. Louie Lip
yep.
Christmas.
Oh, yeah. I hope he comes
on. It's the Love Drops, Christmas Love Drops.
I also
and, oh, by the way, tonight's our last show for a week.
Yes.
Gee.
Yes.
I hope we get missed.
I hope we get missed, too. I think we will.
Take a week off Christmas.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, and, you know what I like about Christmas?
What?
Everybody becomes a phony around Christmas. You ever notice that?
Oh, yeah.
They do things they wouldn't normally do, you know. In other words, they put on an act.
Of course they do. I know a lot of people who do that.
You know, put the act on. Putting on the ass.
Sorry.
Reminds me of when I was a kid, Christmas. My mother and father used to put on an act. It was so funny because, see, they would fight every day, you know. But Christmas time, they would try to make believe
that they were
fighting, you know.
Yeah.
And my father would say, I'm not gonna argue with you today.
It's Christmas.
You know.
Yeah.
And my mother would say, well, I'll wait till tomorrow, you son of a bitch. And then he would say, don't start in. My horse ran last. Don't start in with me.
I got
and
Bruce.
And then she would say, well, why didn't you run with your horse, you no good bum? and then she would say, you better give me that money. I gotta buy the boys Christmas present. You know. I'll have to come down to the Navy Yard and get your pay before you go and gamble it away, you bum. Stay away from that Navy Yard, he goes.
I got Bruce lined up for you if you'd like to hear him.
It was so funny, and then I remember one year I got the rifle.
Uh-oh. You're going to pull your
rifle
eye out.
That shot the cork, see?
Uh-oh.
And my mother didn't want me to get this. She was dead.
Frank, don't you dare buy him that rifle.
The old man. Anything she said not to do, forget it. That means he's going to do it. So he comes in one Christmas Eve. You know, he had a couple of drinks, I guess. And he said, put this under the tree. It's all wrapped up. It's for Frankie. Now here's one for Philip. And she goes, you stupid son of a bitch.
He got two?
Yeah, two of them. And he says, I had to get two of them so they could shoot at each other. And the old lady freaked. He put them under the tree. And Christmas morning we got up. Oh man, we knew that Dad was going to get us that rifle.
Yeah,
I mean, this thing sounded like a real gun. You put the cork in, pop, you know, pop, pop, you know.
Like a real
and
gun.
And next thing you know, me and Phil were playing soldiers in the bedroom. And
pop, pop.
Every time my mother heard a pop, I think she fainted.
You stupid idiot. I told you not to buy.
And then we took the rifles outside. Holy smoke, that was it. Somebody
sure
called
fun.
The cops.
You too. Oh my God. I can only imagine.
We shot the rifles and they wound the corks wound up in somebody's yard or something.
How'd you get the corks back? Or you just buy them? I don't know how to shoot a cork rifle.
Well, we had a whole bunch of, the old man bought us a whole bag of cork.
Oh, there you go.
It's a real corker, boy.
He
boy,
must
we, had, we had a blast
guys,
with those rifles.
Make
I'll
the old lady
now.
Upset.
I'll never forget that rifle. It was big, it was brown, and it was kind of heavy, too. And pop, pop. You'd shoot three, four corks at a time. You know, you load it. And...
Oh, really? Now, how did it feel
my
when
brother,
somebody was hit with it? It must have hurt.
My brother lined
it
up out the window. I mean, it was cold. It was Christmas, snowing, and here he's kneeling down by the window with this rifle. Pop, pop. My mother's yelling, "Pop, what are you doing?"
Nothing, Ma. That's what I would have said. Nothing, Ma. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Nothing special, Ma. What you doing? That's what I would have said. I was a bad little kid.
The janitor came up out of the alley. Scotty. Little black dude. The janitor. And my brother pointed the gun at him. He ran like that.
Oh, my.
Woo! Oh, that was some Christmas. I'll never forget it, man. With those rifles.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Must have been fun.
In sight. All right, where's that? You got that Santa Claus with the
yes,
Springsteen?
Yes, I do. Okay, hold on. Here he
let
comes.
Here. Let it rip.
Okay, here he comes. I just hope we get no advertisement in between. I'm hoping here.
Hold on. Whatever we get, we'll deal with it.
Hold on.
Indian advertisement.
Oh, no, we didn't this time. I queued it up good. Here he comes.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's one guy that I got to believe has to be totally exhausted after he gives a concert.
Oh, yeah. He puts
so much into it, you know.
Yeah, he does.
Great,
he really
great
does.
Performer.
Yes, he is.
And somebody told me that he wasn't happy with his voice.
Oh, really?
Boy, how could you not be happy with a voice like that and make all that money?
Oh,
all right,
God.
Insight, Frolics, and give me a little honeymoon of music, and then we'll see where Louie is.
Yeah, right. Hold on.
I don't feel like doing any commercials. Well, Big East, Takeda Rescue. Don't forget about them.
Yeah, can't forget about them, you know.
Oh, 2 days in a row,
yeah.
Food deliveries from the Akita Rescue. Boca record, 2 days in a row.
For real? Oh, God. That's a lot of food.
2 days in a row.
There you go. Now
right.
Would that
my
happen
dog,
from a guide dog
My
school?
Dog has
no.
Two mommies. One in Jersey and one in Long Island.
There you go.
Luckiest dog on the planet. You lucky dog, you.
Lucky dog, you lucky dog, Sarah Bell. All right.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Give me a little honeymooner.
I gotta go back to
music,
the
and then we'll
we
goof
are.
Off with Louie.
Oh, you haven't come on yet. All right.
Hold on.
Here
comes 8:30, New York, inside.
Maybe if I get him a song that he likes, he'll come on.
I heard that Jimmy Jimmy. Got it from the petrified forest down at the A&P.
Oh, there you go.
Petrified forest. Yeah, boy, there, Ralph, boy, there. What are you doing, Rob? Oh, Alice bought me a Christmas gift, and I don't know where she hid it. Well, don't try to find it, Rob. It's supposed to be a surprise, see? How do you know it's a surprise? Wait a minute. You know what she got me? My lips are sealed. You know what that with saying during the war there? The slip of the lip will sink a ship? My lips are always sealed. I don't know nothing. You know something. Now, where is it? What is it? I'm not talking, Ralph. I don't care what you do to me. You could torture me in the Indian style or any other style, but I'm not talking. All right. I'll find it myself. That's what you get for going under the refrigerator there. See, you got your hand caught there in the mousetrap. Now, why don't you just settle down and wait for her to give you the gift? Can't wait, Norton. I'm like a little kid. Ever since I was little, I'm like this around Christmas. Well, since you're so anxious, Ralph, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Oh, wait a minute. I got something for you right here. Yeah, pal. Oh, boy. Everybody's giving the gifts. Yeah, yeah. Oh, a tie, huh? That's just what I need to get dressed up when I go down the sewer. Wait a minute. You get dressed up when you go down the sewer? Well, sure. I'm trying to impress the boss. I want to get a promotion. Yeah, like that. He gets dressed up when he goes down the sewer, and I have to go to a psychiatrist, and he's normal. Well, Ralphie boy, I don't know what she got me, but it better be a doozy. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, thank you, Norton, for this present. What is this? Oh, well, that's an orange squeezer, see? You squeeze the orange on this side, and it comes out that side. And there's a little thingamajig on there to take your corns off. You think I'm going to put that on my foot after I squeeze the orange? You're crazy. Germs all over the place. Didn't you hear about that new virus? Aracoccus, whatever it is. Aracoccus. Gonna get you. Look out, Rob. I don't believe in that stuff. Anyway, I'll find that present that she gave me for the last thing I do. Yeah. Ralphie boy, why don't you just calm down and wait till tomorrow and she'll give it to you. Yeah. Come in. Who's that? Oh, Uncle Leo. How are you, pal? Oh, I'm fine, Ralph. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Oh, thank you, Uncle Leo. Oh, wait a minute. We got a gift for you, too. There you are, pal. You know Ed Norton from upstairs. Hey, Leo, how you doing there, brother? Oh, good, good, good. Well, Merry Christmas. I got to make some more stops. You ever come up to Utica, come on in, say hello. How do you like that, huh? My uncle from Utica. Just came down here just to give me a Christmas present. Yeah. Well, I tell you. Walk down the streets all lit up. Santa Claus on every corner. Yeah, yeah. Santa Claus on every corner taking your money. What do you expect? Sure they're going to take your money. Yeah, well, why do you think Santa Claus is so fat? What do you think he does with that money? I don't know, Ralph. Well, when nobody's looking, he goes down with the sleigh in there, and he gets in the donut shop, and he orders a couple of boxes of donuts. That sounds like a good job for you, Ralph. Get out! Donuts. I wonder how many donuts Santa Claus ate to get fat like Christmas. What's a Christmas donut? Is that a donut with all different colors on it, right?
Yeah, and there's probably like peppermint on some of them.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah, green, yellow, blue, and all
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well,
the
once
red
a year,
hot.
I
had
one
with
one
red hots on it once. Ooh, that didn't taste so good.
Yeah. You know, once a year you could eat a Christmas donut.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, if anybody wants to call in, a Merry Christmas to everybody. A safe one,
yeah.
Safe one.
Yes.
Some
I have a song
stupid
for
guy
Louis.
Gets on the
oh,
stupid guy got on the news last night. Now get a load of this.
What happened?
Some Oh, in fact, I should do it. I should do it with the philosopher.
Oh, you want that music?
Yeah, you got any philosopher music?
Yeah, hang on.
Let me get the philosopher.
Keep going. Piped up.
I want to tell you about these morons.
Uh-oh.
That you hear on the news, see?
Uh-oh.
Oh, they got them all over the place.
By the way.
Maniacs all over.
Yeah, I got Louis. But I got a song for
Merry
Louis
Christmas.
Before he comes up.
Disabled friendly philosopher.
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho. Happy New Year. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, everybody. This is your disabled friendly philosopher. Yeah. Let that roll. Come on, give me some background. I need some background in there.
No.
Let it rip.
I did.
Keep it going. Okay. Keep it going. All right.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, did you hear the morons on the news? Now, get a load. Last night, you know, I listened to the news not to get educated, but to get stupid. Yeah. So I heard this guy, come on, he's supposed to be a doctor. See, he went to school for about 48 years, and he's still stupid. So he comes on, he says, oh, the vaccine, now we found out, is causing blood clots in young women. Gee, I wonder how many of those women he went out with.
There you go.
You know. So then today, another guy gets on the news, he says, don't worry, the vaccine is, all the vaccines are safe.
Yeah,
I mean, what
right.
did they do to them overnight? Did they mobilize them or what?
Yeah, they must have
overnight they're safe. Yesterday they were causing blood clots.
That's right.
I'm telling you, folks.
I told you.
Stay away
when
from
I
that
first,
stuff.
Well, when I got the vaccine and then after that, my legs started swelling again. They kept doing the Dopplers and stuff for the clots, but it didn't show. But who knows, I might have passed it, which might have been good and might have come out. But that's after the vaccine. I never had really very swollen legs like that. I mean, super swollen.
Stay away from that stuff. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Take your vitamin C. The vitamin D is very good, yeah.
Yeah.
Take some of that. Get that oil of oregano, wild oil of oregano.
I'd love to make
best thing in the world to keep the virus away.
Yeah.
Put it on your lips, in your nose a little bit. Put it on your mouth or on your
face
a little bit. Then put the mask on. See, now you got double protection.
There you go.
Instead of double trouble. Don't listen to these morons who went to school for too long. That's why they're stupid.
Yeah.
They stayed in school too long. In a sight and a word to the wise. You heard it right here on In a Sight Live. Your disabled funny philosopher. Until next time. Ho, ho, ho.
All right.
In a sight, we got Louie on the line.
Yes, but I got to, before he comes on, I got to give him his proper introduction. Okay, hang
introduction.
On. Yeah, he's been singing this song. Oh, hold on.
All right, give him an introduction.
Yeah, I got to give him an introduction. I think it's this one. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Here we go. Got to skip the ad, so bear with me.
Well, maybe the ad is more funny than the introduction.
I don't know. We'll see.
Who knows?
No, it's
I
about a watch.
I don't know what the ad is. I didn't hear it.
About Best Buy and a watch.
They're selling used refrigerators.
Here we
don't
go.
Don't ever buy a used refrigerator.
Here we go.
And honor and listen.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. I know Eddie from the, Eddie Kendrick, wasn't it?
Right. Temptation.
Yeah, yeah. You're a buddy of Ira.
Yeah.
Temptation.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you guys would like
right.
them. Here comes Louie.
Louie Rivera. Santa Louie.
Rudolph,
hey,
the red-nosed reindeer, have a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you could see beneath it glows all of the other reindeer that just shouted out weakly. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you go down in history.
Hey. All right, Louie. You did
all
well.
Right.
I hear it through the phone.
Yeah, I know.
I heard it, right?
I did that for you, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Because you've been like singing Rudolph the whole week, so I said, oh, wow, now Louie has to hear that song. Especially by the Temptations.
Yep. Hello, my
all
name
right.
is Santa Claus. My name is Santa Claus, voiced by Jerry Lawrence. I'm giving every, I got a sleigh full of lockdowns to give it to the ladies on the ringy dingy dooey here. And give them loving kisses with Santa Claus.
Aww.
Christmas
love
drop.
Yeah. On a sleigh, you know. And give one to the Temptation, not the Temptation. I'll give it to the ladies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, give it to the ladies. Some, I also want to owe you a massager to Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero. She needs a neck massage.
Hey, you know what was funny? Everybody's singing about snow and it's 60 degrees.
I know, when they want, and then when they don't want it, it comes the other way around, you know.
Crazy.
I know.
Hey, Louie, what'd you get? What are you going to get for Christmas?
Usual toiletry with peanuts in it and a card.
Uh-huh.
And
Maybe shirt or pullover sweater.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's nice.
That's good.
But in my dreams, I'm going to get a T-shirt with Suzanne Taurasi and Frank Perino's shirt with the front of their faces.
Okay, that's a good idea. I don't know if you want my face, though.
Yeah. That's
all right.
Right.
Are you, are you gonna be home for Christmas?
Yeah, I'm going to hang out with Rosanna there and give her a nice Christmas tree to around those crazy people, or Pat Cooper, or Cotton Swab that killed him by coronavirus.
A lot of kissy-kissy.
Yeah, a lot of kissy-kissy. I got the swab with me and give it to anybody for Christmas. Get a swab.
Okay.
You with that swab.
I know. He wants to give the swab, and he wants now to you know, do kissy-kissy all over the place. Oh, Louie, come on.
Yeah, I'm a happy guy. I love female ladies.
Oh, of course you do.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to tickle. I got a feather. I can tickle, too.
Oh, okay.
Feathers of a bird stick together.
There you go.
Is that how that
goes? Yeah,
stick
together.
Yeah. It
does. Get down, dog. Hey. The dogs want to eat my food.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Flock together. The feathers flock together. I heard about a guy who was Santa Claus, and he didn't give out presents. He had to give him presents.
Uh-oh.
Ho, 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 on the corner.
Oh, that's not good. Give Santa presents? Isn't that supposed to be the other way around?
He was a turn-the-table Santa Claus. Ho, ho, ho.
Yo, ho, ho.
Ho, 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 ho.
I can't go that deep in my voice.
Louis looks like Santa Claus.
Oh! Nah, you probably lost some weight, right, Louis?
Yeah, I can fit in that Santa Claus's costume.
Oh.
Yeah.
I said the other way around.
A white
beard. And he says, oh, I could fit in Santa Claus's costume.
Yeah.
Trying to give you some, what do you call, weight reduction there points, Lou. And because Frank said you could be a Santa. But you said, I could fit in Santa's costume.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. I got the right, hope I got the right size and fit.
Uh-oh.
I'm an extra large.
Oh, that's not too bad. I know some people
are
a lot
bigger.
Santa Claus.
I weigh 242 pounds.
Whoa.
Not 242 pounds.
242?
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa. How tall are you, Louis?
Big taller than my father.
What are you, like 6'1" or 6'2"?
I'm 6 foot. Yeah, I'm 6 foot. I'm Jerry Lewis. I'm 6 foot tall, like Jerry Lewis or something like that, you know.
Oh, you're like 6 foot tall? Still need to lose a little weight, but not that much.
Yeah, I'll be drinking eggnog for Christmas, too.
Oh, you like eggnog?
Yep.
Now, I lost weight for Christmas. I always lose weight all throughout the year lately. I've been losing weight.
Sure, I haven't had eggnog for years.
Me neither. I had a friend who made eggnog, the whole, you know, thing fresh from start. It was good. Had that like a few
years
ago.
Now look out, they don't put the rum in it, Louis.
Yeah, oh boy.
A little bit of rum, not too much.
Uh-oh. He knows that trick.
That'll wing you.
Yeah, if you have fresh-made eggnog, oh, yeah, it sure will.
Yeah.
Drink that rum.
I put love drops in it, too.
Uh-oh. Love drops and rum? Oh,
that's
boy.
It. Love
that's
drops.
That's it. Nobody can withstand that. Love drops and rum.
Eggnog and love drops.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Either kill you or cure you.
Exactly.
Maybe whatever.
I think they'll scurry out because it's love drops. It's not like mean drops. Mean drops would kill you. Love drops would keep you healthy and happy. There you go.
All right. In a sight, Christmas. Louis, give us what's your favorite Christmas song? Give us a little song there.
I know which one.
A little song in there.
Grandma got ran over by a
reindeer.
Walking on from my house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as love drops. Ask me my love drops, you believe.
There you go.
Well, the turkey's on the table.
There you go.
And the pudding's made of fig. And drinking too much eggnog with the love drops in it and making well.
There you go.
Man, the clouds are made of ladder. And the pudding's made of fig. Oh. And Frank Marino, he likes Gotta Be Me. And the former man in the band is the Dreammakers.
Oh.
Frank Perino got ran over by a reindeer.
Oh, no, he never gets run
walking
on
with Sarah Bell, make-believe.
Oh, no.
You can say that no disgusting is Shatter Bell. Ask me for Frank Perino, we believe.
Oh.
All right.
I didn't know you
that's
got
the Inner Sight version.
The Inner Sight version, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I'm going to wish everybody happy holidays from Inner Sight.
Oh, thank you for doing that.
Okay. Okay, Frank Perino, and happy Merry Christmas and a new year.
Oh,
yeah,
thank you, Louis.
Brand new year, a lot of good stuff
brand
coming up.
Brand new year, a lot of new stuff, and guess what? No more COVID, I hope.
Okay. I love you, Frank Perino. Have a good weekend.
Oh, we love
you,
Lou. Thanks a lot.
I'll call you Tuesday.
Okay. All right.
Oh, we'll be up there for a week, Louis.
Okay, we're going to have to call.
No, you don't. We're going to be
okay.
Christmas time. Yep.
We'll be back on a week from Monday.
We love you. Have a good Christmas.
Okay.
Okay.
Inner Sight. We got a couple of minutes. 213-816-1650. I want to thank all of our listeners for listening and being supportive in that way. All of our donors.
Yeah.
Who help keep the show on the air all year long.
Yeah.
Greatly appreciate that.
Thank you for the new show.
And our hearts go out to all those trapped in the nursing home.
Yeah.
If we had our way, you wouldn't be in there, believe me.
Yeah.
I hope these governors wake up and get people out before it's too late. Look for our tweets. We're going to send a couple of tweets out.
Yes, definitely.
Get people out of these horrible nursing homes. They don't belong in there.
Nobody belongs in there. Really.
All right. Inner Sight. And thank you so much for listening. I want to thank Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
You're welcome.
Every night. Digging around to try to make it work.
Yeah. Well.
All right. And we'll be with you a week from Monday, which is what? What's that date? Wait a minute.
Week from Monday. I got to look. Hang on.
17, 18, 19. 26.
I believe so, yeah.
27.
Okay.
I think it's the 27th. 27 December, we'll be back on the air.
Yes, we will be the Monday.
So we're going to take a week
27.
Off. So have a good holiday. Safe, healthy, and don't pay too much attention to these doctors because they're all mixed up.
Just be careful and, you know, keep your immune system healthy. That's all.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
Yeah.
All right, in a sight.
Over that.
Hmm? Our phone
Innocite.
Number is 631-224-3090. In a sight phone number. Thank you so much. And even though we won't be on the air, we'll still be available on the phone, of course.
Yes,
people
we will.
To call.
Anybody. Yep.
If you're in a nursing home and you need help, let us know.
Please.
We'll do whatever we can for you. Thank you. Inner Sight means freedom. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Happy, healthy holiday. That's the main thing.
Yes.
As long as you got your health.
That's true.
Who cares about anything else?
That's true, too.
If I meet any sweet reindeers and out there, I'll be sure and tell them I love them.
Yeah.
Inner Sight. And we'll be back on the air a week from Monday.
Yeah.
So have a good time. Have fun. I want to thank
exactly.
my buddy John for donating
yeah.
the paying the phone bill for Inner Sight. Greatly appreciate it.
Oh, that was
it.
Sweet.
Merry holiday.
Yes.
Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody.
Good night,
thank
everybody.
You.
Everybody.